we're going to start off talking about TechStat. And the Office of Management and Budget is turning up the heat on agency technology projects that are off schedule or over budget this summer. Chief information officers and business program managers have to take some tough decisions about which projects will continue over the next few years. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on how this project management is getting increased attention. And he joins us. I've been down at the Information Week big panel today, right?
It is. It's a plethora of CIOs all day. So it's been starting with Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, and it's just the last panel on open government is happening just as we speak.
A parade of CIOs. Well, let's start off. So agencies are being asked to make some tough decisions. Why this summer? What's happening?
Well, this goes back to the budget guidance OMB issued last week. We talked about the 5% cut agencies will have to make of their lowest performing programs or those that don't meet their mission needs. Well, part of that requirement was to relook at all IT projects as well. Now, federal CIO Vivek Kundra says there's three areas of focus in that 2012 budget that really are about IT. First is data center consolidation. We talked about that before many times. Agencies have had to submit their plans to OMB recently about how they're going to go about this. Of course, there's cybersecurity. We talk about that constantly, a very important issue across government, and the idea of moving to continuous monitoring. And the third area is project management.
Literally, the projects that are behind schedule or over budget, CIOs are directed to review those projects before they're submitted for the 2012 budget process. And through TechStat, we're going to be reviewing how these projects are performing and making sure that we don't continue to throw good money after bad money and that we take a hard stance in terms of performance, and that 2012 budgeting process will reflect that.
Now, budget information is due by July 31st, so agencies really are taking a hard look at the programs now. What's really fascinating was Vivek Kundra said one of the first things he did when he got into the job, he got all his congratulations and people calling him to meet with him, you know, people like us. He said he got a PDF document that showed $27 billion worth of IT projects that were either over budget, off schedule, or both. And that's what they're trying to go after.
Wow. So how are they going about taking care of this, addressing that issue?
So Kundra says the IT dashboard was that first area, shine light on the projects, but that was just the beginning. And in fact, a lot of people will tell you that the IT dashboard is just a recycling of what the last administration did with the scorecard. You know, it's just a different version of it. Now he points to TechStat program, which has been going on for about 6 months now. We've talked about EPA, we've talked about SBA going through these sessions, and that's trying to really tame these problematic projects. Soon, OMB will issue a new strategy around TechStat, and he says that strategy is in a couple months.
I encourage CIOs across the government to actually attend TechStat sessions. So they're not just limited to the agency that's reviewing whose project is being reviewed, but it's open to CIOs across the federal community. As far as implementing these TechStat sessions, one of the interesting things is we've looked at how the current investment review boards run versus how the TechStat sessions run. And part of what we want to be able to scale across the federal government is some of those best practices to make sure that they're execution focused and that they go both wide and deep in terms of those issues. Because those issues are always what we find is not just the tech side of it. There are a lot of cultural issues, management issues, procurement issues across the board. And we're working on a strategy right now to make sure that they're scaled government-wide and not limited just at the White House level.
Now, he wouldn't go into too many details about what the strategy will include, but if you listen to that clip there, basically what he was talking about was best practices, lessons learned over the last 6 or 9 months about going through these TechStat sessions, and how to really take it down so it's not just always OMB driving the process. Now, I also caught up with several CIOs after another panel at this event today to find out more about the TechStat sessions and how they're impacting agencies. Education CIO Danny Harris says TechStat is giving CIOs actually more ammunition to deal with problematic projects.
Now the pressure is a community pressure. It's not a CIO who has to go up against an assistant secretary. It's not like that. It's the entire government is saying, is this a solid, healthy project? And if it's not, let's just be honest and call it what it is. It's a dog. Let's pull the plug and let's do something else with the money. That supports what CIOs have been saying for years. Certainly not every CIO, but many CIOs have seen projects that are going south. But there's a lot of pressure. Now you have a Vivek and you have Anish who are saying, let us help you be very transparent about what projects are doing well, which aren't doing well, and the direction we should take them in. So that's a good thing.
Now, Roger Baker, the Veterans Affairs CIO, also spoke during that panel, and he really is, if you will, the prime example of what good project management can do to an agency. Now, he says the TechStat sessions are part of the understanding of the importance of technology to achieve the government's goals that this administration is bringing. He says that when you have support from the White House and you, from a methodology standpoint, it really helps your agency drive toward that final goal. And again, VA is a perfect example. You know, Baker says VA couldn't have made the major changes that it has done without top-level support from both VA Secretary Shinseki, but also from OMB. Now, VA now is monitoring 85 projects actively, and that's down from 283 about a year ago. And it's demanding deliverables from projects every 6 months. And in fact, Roger Baker says that if a project misses three deliverables in a row, he shuts it down. He just says, it's done. We're done with that project. He also says VA wouldn't be able to stop those 12 projects about a year ago without this support. So you're seeing a really trend going on around project management.
There was talk about all politics being local, but in the end, all spending is local. What you care about is, am I getting money? And I know part of the drive is actually to get these not to be just OMB-led projects, but to drive them actually throughout the agency.
And yeah, exactly. I think that's why the strategy that OMB is developing is part of that plan. Now, it's also part of how OMB's budget guidance is taking these tech sessions local, if you will. Education Terrace describes how it's going to work at his agency.
We are ranking each of our business cases. We're ranking our segments, and we're talking about, you know, what segments met better to the strategic plan than others.
And you're doing this with the business folks, with the CFO, the...
Exactly. And in fact, our assistant secretary is the one who will, and the IRB is the one who will make the final call. But we will bring all of the data to the table to say, based on our interpretation of the strategic plan and the mission, here's the bang for the buck.
James, the CIO at HUD, he was also a member of this panel, and he says they are taking a very similar approach to education in reviewing programs to make sure they meet mission needs first and foremost. He says HUD is using business intelligence and mashup capabilities and to do really what he's calling trend analysis and predictive analysis to really figure out, okay, which programs are working, which are not, which programs really meet the mission of HUD and the administration's priorities. So I think you're going to see a lot of change and a lot of projects maybe being put on hold or stopped over the next 6 months.
Jason, we've seen a lot of these budget cycles all the way back to the Clinton administration, where they had the National Performance Review, where they said they were going to step in and close programs. Do you get a sense that this is different? Is this different in some fundamental way?
I think it's different in the fact that they're actually stopping programs. If you remember, let's go back to the Bush administration in the early days. There was a big rumor that went on that Mark Forman, the first eGov administrator, put out what they call a kill list. And these were the list of projects they want to kill because they weren't meeting needs. Well, that kill list turned into the management watch list and the high-risk list, but nothing ever happened to those lists. I mean, they were there. They got extra attention, they got extra focus, but no project was ever ended. What you're seeing from this administration, and specifically Roger Baker, I think, is a prime example, is they are ending projects. They're saying, this is wasting money, we're done with it, let's move on. Vivek Kundra used the example of Dimers over at DHS. This is their, you know, one-stop shop for HR system.
Yeah.
And basically, Secretary Gates at DOD said, we've spent $1 billion on this over the last 10 years, and we have very little to show, we're ending it. And basically, they took the core of it, and then they told the rest of the services to work off that core. But that's just a realization that if projects aren't working, let's move on. Let's use the money better.
And it's not. It goes back to back when Harold Raines was heading up OMB, and they had what's called Raines rules, and they said we're going to spiral develop these things, start small, do them incrementally. Well, in the end, Dimers was essentially a big, you know, go and turn on the switch at the end.
Right.
And so it sounds like they're actually trying to do these things, maybe the technology has also caught up where you can do them in some fundamental way.
And I think the incremental development is exactly the way they're going. I mean, again, going back to VA, again, we keep using that as an example, but because they are the most advanced of most agencies, they're going to take small bites of the apple and do it at a time instead of, as Dick Burke, the old federal enterprise architect at OMB, say, you can't eat the whole elephant in one bite. And I think that's what they realize, again, we can't do this. And if you think about it, if you remember the financial management draft memo that we talked about last week on your show, this is the same idea. You know, 6 month increments, get it done, move on to the next set of capabilities, but don't try to do it all at once and figure out what's most important, start from there.
Does elephant taste a little bit like chicken?
I'll have to ask Dick Burke. He was, you know, in the Peace Corps, so maybe he had a chance to taste elephant.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. More tomorrow, right, Jason?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jay Norris. And, of course, as always, federalnewsradio.com.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
It is 19 past the hour. Just ahead, your Federal News Radio cybersecurity update. It comes to you every afternoon at 30 minutes past the hour as the Senate ponders the new cyber proposal, a cyber bill. A former CTO for the intelligence agency said the Senate cyber bill, it's a big step forward. We'll talk to him just ahead. Some are calling the BP spill a revisit of Katrina. Former Congressman Tom Davis led the congressional panel that actually looked at Hurricane Katrina, the government response. We'll get his insights on where the federal response stands. Meanwhile, we're going to talk to Representative Ed Towns. He's the current chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and he's actually just back from the Gulf. What did he see? What needs to be done? And what should we do with the Minerals Management Service? We'll talk to him about that. But coming up next, a big night for NASA, the Webbies. You know about these? The big award. You don't know? Oh, shaking their heads in the producer's room. No, the Webbies. These are like the big awards for websites, and they give out a government award. We'll tell you who the big winner was. That just ahead. This is the Dora Beck Insider on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The Dora Beck Insider with Chris Dora Beck on Federal News Radio 1500 AM is brought to you by Tanberg. Tanberg, the new way of governing.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
Department of Homeland Security officials say 100% of passengers traveling in the U.S. and territories are now being checked against terrorist watch lists through the Transportation Security Administration's Secure Flight Program, a major step in fulfilling a key 9/11 Commission recommendation. Secure Flight enables TSA to screen passengers directly against government watch lists, using passengers' names, their date of birth, and gender before a boarding pass is issued. In addition to providing secure travel for passengers, the program helps prevent the misidentification of passengers who have names similar to individuals on government watch lists. Officials say 99% of passengers will be cleared by Secure Flight to print boarding passes at home by providing their date of birth, gender, and name as it appears on the government ID they plan to use when traveling.
General Dynamics Information Technology, delivering the strength of technology to achieve mission success. General Dynamics IT. Visit GDIT.com to learn more.
Morning stretches, biking to work, quick walks at lunch, shopping at the farmer's market, getting all your antioxidants, flavonoids, and omega-3s while staying properly hydrated. Oh, and don't forget 8 hours of good sleep. Trying to live a healthy lifestyle doesn't leave a lot of time for managing your health care. That's why Kaiser Permanente offers members My Health Manager, an online tool you can use to proactively manage health care for you and your family members, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have a question for your doctor? Email your doctor's office and get a response. Make, cancel, or reschedule routine appointments. Get test results, check recent immunization records, view most of your medical history, and order prescription refills. All in a secure environment, all at your convenience, all so you have more time to thrive. To learn more about My Health Manager, visit kp.org. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Much of today's government runs on documents and content, and over 80% of the world's data being created daily is in the form of unstructured data, such as emails, presentations, images, and video. How do you help your agency to leverage this data in the performance of your mission? Come to IBM's seminar, Developing Insight and Intelligence from Textual and Unstructured Data, with special preview of IBM's Jeopardy project, Thursday, June 17th at IBM's Analytics Solutions Center. To register for this free event, go to ibm.com/events/federal. At this seminar, you'll learn how IBM's text mining technology can be used to analyze knowledge extracted from textual content alongside traditional structured data as part of business intelligence and data warehousing applications, along with a host of other topics included in the seminar. Finally, you'll hear from IBM's latest research grand challenge effort to make a computer capable of playing and winning a real-time game of Jeopardy. Register today at ibm.com/events/federal.
Getting things done more easily from more locations and more devices. That's the power Microsoft Office 2010 delivers to you and your agency. With Office 2010, federal workers will find rich and powerful new ways to efficiently deliver their best work, whether from your PC, phone, or web browser, at work, home, or on the road. Also, give life to your ideas with new data analysis and visualization features. Put the power of Office 2010 to work for you. Learn more at msgovoffice2010.com. That's msgovoffice2010.com.
What's your agency's first line of defense against a cyber attack? It's your Chief Information Security Officer, or CISO. As the cyber threat has grown, so has the role of the CISO. Join AFSIA Bethesda at the Bethesda North Marriott on June 24th to hear directly from a panel of CISOs at the front lines of NASA, the VA, FDIC, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission as they discuss the latest ways to keep your agency's information and infrastructure secure. Register at bethesda-afsia.org/JUN Breakfast.
Welcome back to the Dora Beck Insider on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. It's 25 after the hour. So last night were the big Webbies. These are the annual, 14th annual, actually, that they've been doing this. Webby Awards, they honor unusual stuff, folks who have done remarkable stuff, particularly in the web. And 14 years ago, imagine where we were. So much has changed over those years. One of the categories that they recognize, oh, and by the way, they do a phenomenal thing where everyone last night had five words. They were acceptance speech in five words, five-word acceptance speeches. They gave a Lifetime Achievement Award to Vint Cerf. He's one of the creators of the internet. His five words, "You ain't seen nothing yet." Pretty cool. Roger Ebert was there last night. He got an award, and they had his... And I'll find it for later. But everything, all the responses were in five words. Anyway, the government category had the nominees were the airforce.com, the 2010 census page, which if you haven't checked out, it's really cool. Census 2010, the NASA website, San Ramon, the San Ramon Valley Fire, and then a NASA Home and City version 2. Which is a pretty cool site that allows you. And the big winner last night was this city version 2. And the NASA website features an interactive design to help citizens learn about the different versions of space, from extra space in your home that needs to be used in environmentally friendly ways to the space we usually associate with NASA, that's being outer space. It's very interactive, very cool. We have a link to all the winners. You can find it on our Dora Beck Insider must-read list. You can find that right online, DoraBeckInsider.com, which you can find right from FederalNewsRadio.com. And I also sent over to Dorothy Ruminsky the link to some of the winner speeches. It's all on. Well, we'll get it up online. One other quick note. I'll be on, we're talking cyber in just a minute, but I'll be on News Channel 8 tonight in the 7:30 half hour, just before the president does his thing. I'm going to be talking about cybersecurity. We've been asking the question, is the cyber war... The cyber war, is it overhyped? So we'll be talking a little bit about that tonight. As a new federal news tonight on News Channel 8, so you can tune in for that. Just ahead.